Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to the Shout It Out Loud cast. They're going to give you a reason to live, make you feel like you're the king of the mountain. And when it's all said and done, they're going to dance all over your face. Oh, yeah! We got some good-looking girls! Oh, yeah!
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oi!
Down.
Kiss.
Stop pressing the button.
Star Broker Simmons.
Star?
Paul Stanley. Is that what he does?
Stop shouting.
Tiny Ace Riley.
He's not what you would call a handsome man.
Oh, no. Here come the kiss times.
Is that a positive thing?
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna grab me an ice cold mellow yellow.
Why? Why do that to the fan?
Stop it.
Why?
Because fuck.
Talking about
617-525-0. You do? Hey, fucko! Do you like
Kiss?
Settle down.
Hello. Hey, what's up there, Kiss Army? Tom and Zeus with another episode of Shout It Out Loudcast, episode 202. The first Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame Award Ceremony.
Oh, man. Just when you think we may be running out of ideas, nope. We are creating our own Hall of Fame. Categories, winners, commentary, acceptance speeches. Oh, incredible.
Yeah, we've been kind of joking about this along the way.
This is no joke. This is a serious matter. Yeah. Well, because you're right. Because remember, we'd be like, "Oh, this is a Hall of Fame movie." Be like, "Why don't we really do a Hall of Fame?"
Yeah, Tom. I don't think there's any fear of us running out of ideas. You know, this one we've got like 30 other ones still like bottlenecked because we just don't have the time to get to things.
That's right.
But obviously, we have so much shit going on. Hey, and by the way, we hope that you guys caught our episode on Talk is Jericho, where we're lucky to join Charlie Benante and PJ Farley and obviously Chris on Talk is Jericho, the podcast. And we did a movie clash, The Godfather versus Goodfellas, the first ever movie clash on Talk is Jericho. That was a lot of fun. And we had been hinting about this for quite some time. We taped it a while ago and we weren't sure when Chris was going to be able to get that out, but it's out and you should go give it a listen.
Yeah, that was really creative of Jericho to come up with that, because he's like, yeah, we do album clashes. He's like, we've never done a movie clash and we always talk about Goodfellas and The Godfather. So he's like, let's do it. And oh my God, we have a friggin' blast with that. So we're excited that finally dropped. We hope that by the time you guys hear this, that you've caught that. We shared it on all of our social medias, as well as Zeppelin Chronicles returns after 7 months. We told you that is still a thing, and it is. So we hope you caught that too. So a lot of Tom and Zeus, if you guys aren't sick of us, there's plenty of us out there right now.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of material and product and content from Shout It Out Loudcast coming out. And I don't see it stopping anytime soon. And it's because of you guys, the listeners that make this fun and enjoyable for us. And we keep trying to make you guys happy. So we hope you enjoyed those. Now, last week I had a little Peter in my pants.
Get yeah, it? A little. You were tossing and turning your pants last week.
I had a little Chris in my pantalones.
You had a little Chris Cola.
Yeah. Because we finally got to the fourth solo album to be reviewed, Peter Criss's 1978 solo album. Oh, was I excited. The feedback was tremendous. But before we get to the feedback, we got to give a shout out. And that shout out is to our good buddy, Tony Barone, the tax man.
Yeah.
At ABCPA Inc. Hey, Loudcasters, ABCPA Inc. is an accountant firm located in the suburbs of Chicago that can assist you with all your accounting and tax needs. For businesses, they offer bookkeeping, financial statements, payroll processing, payroll tax returns, sales tax returns, filing your federal and state income tax returns, and helping you start your new business. We've been talking about it. New businesses, all you small business owners, everybody's getting ready to start because you got a new year starting in a couple of weeks. Get on it. Give Tony a buzz. You got to get that stuff done. Don't go back and try to fix your mistakes. Get the advice you need today prior to starting. For individuals, they offer help with sole proprietorship, rental real estate, trust and estate tax returns, and filing personal federal and state income tax returns. He has access to all 50 states. Tom, where do you want to go today?
I was thinking we could take a trip maybe to Anchorage, Alaska, and okay. then we could see what's going on in maybe Jackson, Mississippi.
I've been in Jackson. Did you know Kiss Army? If you own a business with employees that have had a 20% reduction of revenue than you did in 2019 due to COVID or state mandated shutdowns, you may be entitled to additional tax credits. And as we always say, who likes tax credits? This guy. I like money. So follow him on Facebook and LinkedIn and visit them on their website, abcpainc.com. That's abcpainc.com. Or you can email Tony Barone, the tax man, at tony@abcpainc.com. That's tony@abcpainc.com. Or you can call him at 708-430-3232. 708-430-3232.
Yeah, ABCPA Inc.
Give Tony the tax man a call, or he's going to make me play another Rush song.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Tom, let's get to all the feedback we got on the Peter Criss solo album. We always start with a poll. How did that go?
All right. So four songs were in the poll. You Matter to Me, I Can't Stop the Rain, Tossin' and Turnin', and Hooked on Rock and Roll. 36% went with the ballad, I Can't Stop the Rain, wins the poll. I think that was Zeus and all of his Twitter burner accounts stuck on the ballot box there. But then I was happy because my pick, You Matter to Me, came in at 31%. Hooked on Rock and Roll comes in at 20. Tossin' and Turnin' comes in at 14. So kind of top heavy there on the poll. Let's see. We got a ton of feedback. Zeus and I were saying this. The more polarizing the album, the better the episode, the better the feedback. Because if you review a great album like The Debut or Destroyer, everyone's like, yeah, great album. Yeah, great album. When it's an album like The Elder or Peter Criss solo album, people just get really, really fired up about their opinions, which is awesome. That's what we want. Okay, this Twitter handle is What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding? Okay, that's a great song, Elvis Costello. Excellent review, fellas. I think it's better than Jeans. It might also be better than Aces. You say it's not a Kiss album, but it is. To me, the solo albums are vital to the Kiss story and those album covers. I hope Peter Criss can get on an episode soon. Shit, so do we, buddy. Absolutely we do. Egghog says, I can't stop the rain, but only because I sing along and end every line with fucko. I can't stop the rain, fucko. There you go. It sounds good. Derek Rolando says, Disco Duck for the win. Yeah, You Matter to Me. All right. Should have been the winner, but I'll take second place. That's okay. And then what do we got for some episode-specific comments here? Those are some poll-related things. A lot of people had a lot of stuff to talk about here. Our buddy Hot Hot Hotter Than Piss says, this album has really grown on me as I've aged. I think that's with all of us. We're old men now. Coach Green, you guys are great, and the show is awesome. I never miss it. That being said, this album is horrible. Okay. Oh, and then our buddy Kevin's on fire. Oh, my God. I hope you guys saw this. He says, anybody else think that synthesizer in You Matter to Me would make a great 70s TV show theme music? So I responded to him with a clip of the theme from Taxi. So then with the clip of the taxi driving across the bridge and a little music, then he goes and returns and takes that intro scene with the credits and threw in You Matter to Me. And it fucking worked perfectly. Kevin's on fire. That was fantastic. This one comes from Swede in New York. I got it in 1982 from the nice price bin for 99 cents with the corner cut off. I would play You Matter to Me over and over again. This album is all nostalgia for me. Oh, and then also one more here on Twitter. Our buddy Tom Dust, who does the intro to our show, did a great cover song here. We shared that on our Twitter too. Check that out. Tom is magnificent with his music stuff that he does on Twitter. So check that out. We retweeted that and commented on that. And of course, we always like to thank Tom for doing our killer intro music to our show. So check him out. Great stuff. That's Twitter.
Tom, we have 76 comments.
Oh boy. This album sucks. This album's great. This album sucks.
And over 53 shares.
Woo, all right. Yeah, people.
Yeah. This is fucking a lot. But I'm going to try to limit this, obviously. Mark Flores Music. Regarding Michael Benvenga and why he's on the album. From what Peter told me in 1988, he and Michael made a pact that if one of them made it big, the other guy would play on his solo album. They lost touch and Peter searched for him. Time went by, and just as Peter was set to begin recording, he finally got a message from somebody. Michael had died just a week prior. Poor guy. Rest in peace, dude.
Yeah, that's a good story. I think I do remember. That sounds vaguely familiar, but thank you for sharing that.
The great Aaron Martell.
Yes, great podcast. We talk about all the time. Ridiculous rock record reviews. Check them out.
The review went pretty much the way I suspected it would. And I got to say, I'm with you, fellas. I enjoy this album quite a bit. Well-arranged, and Peter is in fine voice throughout. I would argue that all four solo albums represent the musical influences of each member and what kind of musician each one was at the time and what they brought to Kiss. That's why I dig all four.
Well said.
Yeah, that's excellent, Aaron. Great analysis.
Yep.
Awesome.
Very
job.
Cool.
Thank
Very
you.
Very cool.
Paul Heider. Finally listened to this episode. Figured it would be fun to listen to while I stood ringing the bells for the Salvation Army kettle. Yeah, no, not good. Thank you. Merry Christmas. God bless. Ack! Just the tip. Toss my salad.
Jesus.
Never Christ. Again. Back to the Vince Guaraldi trio.
Yes, greatest Christmas album ever. Charlie Brown, baby. Vince Guaraldi. Yep.
The great Chris Lathrop, better known as Chris L., from the great Pot of Thunder podcast.
Yes, great show.
Putting out a non-Kiss album is kind of the point of doing a solo album. Peter was the only one that got that memo. Gene kind of did, but the material on his, with one or two exceptions, was pure crap. Got a nice point.
That's it, yep.
And Brooke Corain, I hope I'm saying that correctly, Brooke, I Can't Stop the Rain has never gotten the recognition it deserved.
Nice.
Let's go over to Loud Casters, Tom. The Mercurial Michael Murphy.
Oh, boy.
Never gave this album much of a chance. Listen to the episode. And after listening to the album, you definitely have to be in the mood for it. But it's solid. And I think it could be argued that Peter has the best voice in the band. He does. And Justin Steele, almost like you read his mind. Great episode, guys. You have to be in the mood for this album, but it's always been a guilty pleasure for me. Strangely, at 5 years old, I remember getting all these albums, and this was a go-to for me, along with Aces. Paul's grew on me, of course, to become the best of the four. Love me some Peter Fucko. And then Tom over on Instagram, Matthew Deed Patrick says, this album cover scared the living hell out of me when I was a child. Great album, though. Excited to hear the episode.
Wow. Yeah, Peter Chris scaring people. Interesting.
Melander Philippe. I think it's Philip Melander, but that's how he has it on Instagram. I love You Matter to Me. Have you guys heard the Joey Travolta version?
Yes, it's very bad. I'd rather listen to the Joey Quesada version.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Nicolino says, yo, fuckos.
Yeah.
Over on YouTube, Tom. Montreal Voots. Perfect choice to kick off the next 200 episodes, guys. Didn't even think about that, Tom. He's right. We're kicking off the next 200.
Yeah. That's right. That is right. Yep.
Flashback to 9-year-old me in 1978. After devouring the summertime hype in Cream and Circus magazine, anticipating these albums, it has been more than a year since Love Gun was out. Record and department stores have huge promo signs, and Cousin and I decide to buy Paul and Gene's LP. By the time we hear Cher's voice, we're already arguing who will be keeping the poster inside. Meanwhile, local FM radios only play New York Groove from the 4 and never during primetime hours. Near the holidays, brother tells me he'll buy me the Ace album on Boxing Day as they're to be half price at Sears. He comes home with Peters as well. I figure he inadvertently placed it in the bag, but no, the clerk threw it in as it wasn't selling. It was a piece of crap, and the store was going to send them back in New Year. At home, could not finish listening to it and left it until I found your podcast 2.5 years ago and heard Zeus praise it. After all these years, went out and bought the CD. Such an underappreciated record and truly reflects Peter's real musical taste and beginnings. What balls the man had to do what he did during that period of history. Thanks, guys.
Nice. That's a great story.
I can't tell you. I don't think I've ever heard Costas tell us a story that wasn't good. They're always fantastic stories.
That's true. That's true.
Mr. Antonio 2005. First solo album I bought on vinyl was this one. As soon as the needle dropped, I was like, what the heck is this hot mess? It was hard to get through both sides. Looking back now, it had hints of jazz, R&B, and mainstream disco. I quickly liked You Matter to Me, Don't You Let Me Down, and I Can't Stop the Rain. Fast forward now in my late 40s, I have a bigger appreciation for this effort and Peter keeping it close to his musical roots. I agree that the solo images are iconic. Thanks for another great album review, T and Z.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
And the last one we'll leave this one with is our buddy Marty White, who says, Zeus's comments about this album being a smash hit if it weren't associated with Kiss is right on. It was bad enough for the musicians in the Kitty Paint band to get respect. Imagine Peter's trouble getting respect after he was fired from the Kitty Paint band.
Kitty Paint? That sounds offensive.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Tom, I have one more.
Okay.
And that's from Tales of a Kiss Geek. Great episode, guys. But please explain to someone in their mid-20s what the hell is fuck me, fuck you.
Oh, I saw this.
It's Austin Powers. He's so funny.
Yeah, you know.
Awesome. Very sexy. Yeah. Can I have autograph?
Of course. Your name is?
Fuck me.
Oh, behave, baby. Yes.
Now, your name is?
Fuck me.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Fuck me. It exists.
Oh, I see. Your name is Fook Me.
You want a drink?
Yes, of course. But you know, I have a private bar in the back that you're more than welcome to use.
Here you go.
But Fook Me, that was fast.
Fook you.
Oh, you're going the right way for a smack bottom, and I don't care who knows it.
Austin. This is my twin sister. Her name, Fook You. Fook you. Fook me. See?
It sounds like you're slagging my Dublin accent.
Oh, no.
Anyways, it reminds me of the Kiss reunion era Ace. We're going to turn the microphone over to Ace Frehley. Fuck me.
No.
Keep on keeping on, fellas. And yes, bring back YouTube.
Dude, that's from Austin Powers. You got to go check out Austin Powers.
Yeah, he finishes and says, as an editor myself, I know it's a pain, Why don't you literally just click play on your microphone or play something and play the clip after it's said, meaning in real time instead in the post? Just a thought. Thanks. New producer, Tales of a Kiss Geek on Shout It Out Loudcast. So you want to explain to him what fuck me? Fuck me? Fuck you?
Yeah, it's from Austin Powers. There's these two Asian twins. And long story short, their names are called Fook Me and Fook You. And they go, Fook Me, Fook You. And you have to go see the movie to figure that out. It has nothing to do with your Dublin accent, but we say it all the time because we're idiots, as you will see shortly when we start the Hall of Fame Awards presentations.
Just go on YouTube and Google Fook Me, F-O-O-K-M-I.
Yep.
And Fook Austin me, Powers.
Fook You.
This is my sister. Fuck you. Fuck you. It's fuck me. And the funny thing is, that's the chick that does the Dancing with the Stars.
What?
That's the judge from Dancing with the Stars.
Wow, I did not know that because I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but that's okay.
She's
okay.
Fuck me.
And fuck you. Okay.
And now, Tom, over to you, buddy.
All right, let's bang out some emails here. Quick one here from our buddy Mike H. We love his emails. The good. You gave me a different but much appreciated perspective for the album. The bad. I got two cavities listening to you guys gush over it. Oh, stop it. Our buddy Brad Baird using our website, shoutoutloudcast.com. That's right. You can send us messages directly from there. He says, hey, guys, really enjoyed the way y'all were petting the kitty this episode. Like you, when I was younger, I was a bit confused by this one. I had my few that I liked, but that was it. As I got into college, I tried it out and it started growing on me. However, today is the most in-depth I have ever thought about it. I put it on yesterday and listened a few times at work and thought, dang, pretty good. And then the way y'all brought out how Peter was really the only one who went his way, a different way than Kiss, everything started clicking. Another thing the Paul Stanley quote in Behind the Mask was one of the deciding factors of his douchebagginess. I knew he could be a dick, but then I realized I was going to have to separate who I loved from the band from who I didn't care for from the person. Hope you have a great day, and just know you all have a lot of people who really appreciate you. Brad, thank you, buddy. You always have a kind word to say. We appreciate that very much.
Man, don't go his own way. Ain't nothing. From Here to Eternity, one of the best movies of all time. I'm sorry. We're doing Hall of Fame stuff, so I'm just throwing out movie quotes. Sorry.
All right, we got a great one here. This is from Alex White. Love the show, guys. Huge Kiss fan, but like you, I do not do foot rubs. Heard about your show on Trunk Nation about a week ago, and I've listened to about 20 episodes already.
Oh,
yeah. I am 51, and I love the fact that it sounds like we're the same when it comes to movies and music. Your references to 80s movies are awesome. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. AJ from New Hampshire. Ooh. Then he says, Maroney deported to Sweden, claims he's not from there. Like it, Johnny Dangerously. Yes. Oh, my God. I love that movie. That came up on our Twitter when people were talking about gangster movies and somebody did a gif of Johnny Dangerously. Oh, so good.
You farging assholes.
Finish up the emails here with Doug Bentley, Montreal Doug from the Cruise. Okay, so not wanting to be left behind about this week's episode, I spent way too much time listening to Peter's solo album. And as a standalone album, I will admit it's actually good. Not great, but it is not the flaming turd pile it gets pegged as. But speaking about being pegged, it is trash. Bend over, spit on your hand, vaccinate me with a Victrola needle. What the fuck? This whole album is a big what the fuck. I would probably rather listen to it than Carnival of Souls, but I would also rather listen to my daughter's Disney Channel on the satellite than listen to Carnival. Oh, that's terrible. Her favorite Kiss album is Love Gun, and by the way, she's 7. Yes! Our preteen son does like the Peter solo record, but he's already moody and mopey. The perfect Peter Chris demographic. Look, there are some good moments on it, and you guys are right. The Sean Delaney tunes really stand out. It's a listenable soft rock record. But it's a Kiss release and deserves every bit of shit it takes because it is a shit Kiss record. I bought myself Julian's solo album book, which is great. Julian Gill's solo album book is really good. Bought it for my kids to give me at Christmas, so I'll be ready for your solo album episode. Happy holidays, fuckos, from Montreal, Doug. Yeah, Doug. Great email, buddy. Thank you. And Zeus, we're going to finish up feedback with something that you have over there, a DM, I believe.
That's right. On our Instagram, DM that I received from Brian Gray. I'm a new listener of about 6 months. I haven't really written you guys until today. I just wanted to say that I just finished your Peter Chris album review, and you guys fucking nailed it. The love that you showed for this album was so deserved and overdue. I agree with everything you guys said verbatim. I just want to say that I love your podcast. I know you guys hear this all the time, but it's so true. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep hearing the outpouring of love for your show. On the other episodes, I find myself saying, having the same thoughts in my head, I truly love this podcast. I've been going back and forth listening to all the old ones. I just had to reach out and tell you how much I really love you guys. Keep up the good work. Rock out with your cock out. And fuck Gene Simmons. Peter Chris is not tone deaf. Brian. Woo! That's awesome, Brian. And for that, my friend, you are comment of the week.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Yes, buddy. Great, great one. Thank you so much for the kind words. Much, much appreciated. Thank you.
And speaking of things we appreciate, how about our Patreon members? Tom, since last we spoke, we got 3 new Patreon members.
Incredible. The Patreon family is growing. We love it. We love it.
Unbelievable. So we'd like to thank Eric, AJ White, and Brad for joining our Patreon family. I've been saying this for quite some time now. Our Patreon family is at its highest point, and then it'll break the record the next time we talk. Unbelievable. Thank you guys for the people that have joined our Patreon family and for your contributions. Eric, AJ White, Brad, you guys, man, you hit it out of the park. Now, we have something that we've been kind of saving for the end. We've been wanting to do some sort of like thing for our Patreon family. So to thank all our Patreon members, we will have a giveaway if you are a member of the Patreon family before the end of the year. That means December 31st, 2022. We are giving away one of those fucking incredible Jersey Ninja jerseys.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Can I join?
Yeah. And we are letting you pick which brand. So they have solo album cover jerseys. They have Destroyer jerseys, Love Gun jerseys, Rock and Roll Over, ones that say Kiss Army on it, 73.
Yep.
They are fucking awesome.
We each have them.
Yeah, but they have to be Kiss related. We're not buying you a fucking Iron Maiden Trooper fucking jersey.
No, you can go on a different podcast for that.
Yeah. If you become a member of the Shout It Out Loudcast Patreon family before the end of this year, you will be eligible. And we are going to put that up and we'll let everybody know. We could actually do it live too.
Yep.
You have a chance to win the Jersey Ninja shirt, hockey jersey that they have. And they're fucking incredible. You guys will love it. And that's just a little small token to say thank you to the best fucking Patreon family there is. Patreon is where you guys join. You contribute to the show. There are different tiers. You can pick whatever tier you want to pick. Each tier comes with different things, perks, souvenirs, novelties, and party tricks. You can get stuff from us. You get part of the family. You get involved in show stuff that are coming up. You get involved in polls, questions, live videos we do, all sorts, and merch that we give out. So you will be part of that. And we got a couple other things up our sleeve for our Patreon members. The ARC pick will be coming up shortly. That's around the corner. But we always love to give back to the Patreon members because they do so much for us. And if you want to help the show, and we say this all the time, what's the best way I can help your show? I want you guys to continue. You guys want you to do stuff. Patreon. Join the Patreon. Become a member there. I mean, it keeps us growing. And if you've seen our show from where we were a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, think about all the different things we've done in different shows. Does it seem like we're slowing down? Patreon is one of the reasons why we're not. And we can't thank you guys enough for all that help. So Brad, AJ, and Eric, thanks for coming on board and joining our Patreon family and all the Patreon members. Thank you guys. You are the best and we really appreciate you. And if you're interested in joining or learning about our Patreon family, you go to our website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. It's right on the loading page. You'll see it, Patreon. Click the button and find out all about it.
Yeah, we're so grateful for everybody that's been a member of the Patreon family. Special shout out to our new guys there, Brad, AJ, and Eric. You guys rock. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who is a member of our Patreon family, whether you're brand new or you've been a longtime supporter. We love you all. You guys are the best. And take advantage of that. If you guys are interested in joining, if you've been waiting, don't wait. Because if you're a member by December 31st, you're going to be eligible for that Jersey Ninja raffle. We have those shirts. I have the Gene Simmons solo album one and the new Love Gun one. Zeus has the Peter solo album one. Those things are incredible. They're legitimate hockey jerseys. These aren't like screen printed graphics. These are real. Yeah, they're amazing.
We saw those on the cruise, the bootleg dime store versions of that.
These aren't them.
They even have the strap to hold your jersey down in case you get into a hockey fight.
Yep.
When you see somebody at a Rockin' Brews and they're like, I'm not paying $40 for this Gene Simmons fucking double stuffed crust pizza.
I'm gonna pull that Jersey Ninja shirt over your head and pummel you like a freak.
Hey, tough guy, you want to go a couple rounds with me?
So, Patreon people, we love you. Check us out. Go to our website, click on the link, and take a look. And we love you guys. Thank you.
Tom, what we do next is we go to Kiss World. Well, speaking of our buddy Ace, I want to get this one out. So there was a video, an interview he did, of him in some Detroit like podcast radio show. And Ace was talking, and again, he throws out the same stuff. But typical Ace, like he's got mush mouth. And
That's called wet brain.
And he starts talking about like the tour. Yeah, they gotta pay me, but none of this Tommy Thayer stuff. And you know, I could do it. You know, they want to make money, they sell out, just have me come and do like 10 shows. He can't get Peter, he's like out of shape and he can't handle it. What the fuck? He couldn't handle that kind of stuff. He's out of shape. And then at the end of the show, he's like, oh, I saw your show. You're great. You know, good luck in your show. Yeah, we got a great band. Ryan takes care of everybody. Oh, I got a new bassist, Zach. He's great. You know, I took over from my old guy, Phil. He's a much better singer and a player than Phil. Phil's a good guy, though, too. Like, dude, you just shit on Phil.
Phil's awesome, dude. Come on.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Over there, you know, they're always about the money. I'm always about the music, you know. But you can buy my box set of cassettes if you like.
Go to rachelgordon.com for a pillowcase full of old cassettes from Freely's Comet.
Here's me cutting my finger on a can opener, opening up a can of tuna. Ah, fuck.
Wait, that's an episode of Uncle Ace, isn't it? This week, Uncle Ace makes packs lunches for all the kids on their way to school. The kids get down here. The bus is out front. Hey, Billy, where's your Rambo lunchbox? Uncle Ace, they won't allow me to bring that to school anymore. See, in my days, I could bring anything I wanted to school. I used to have a Bonnie Miller lunchbox. Teacher loved it.
Uncle Ace, you packed me stale McDonald's French fries and a fucking fifth of vodka in my lunchbox. Oh, well, shit.
That's my lunch. I packed that for my show I got tonight.
I put that Sorry. I go down by the pond and play a couple riffs of Genghis Khan to the fish. Genghis Khan.
What the fuck?
And I come up with some fantastic lyrics because I'm a lyricist. Oh, by the way, Ace had a photo online recently where he wasn't wearing his sunglasses and his like Muppet face cleaned up a little bit.
His girlfriend looked good.
Yeah. Oh, she looks like Tori Wells.
She totally looks like Tori Wells.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't have that like Kiss Cruise skin.
No, but he's so weirdly shaped because he's so skinny. Like his legs are so long and so thin, but then he's got like this little pot belly.
He's got like a stiff board chest and it's like the pot belly, and he's just like all pigeon toed. And his face looks like he literally got a facelift. It's all fresh. All the what do they call it? Marks?
Pockmark.
And the smallpox scars are gone, whatever the fuck he has.
Oh, God. All right.
He's a fuck. Hey, I'm a ladies' man. What can I tell you?
All right, I got to go back and sit down. They're going to be starting the award show for the Hall of Fame soon. I hope I'm part of it.
I'm going to do a new duet with my buddy Vinny over here, if he can get me a drummer.
That's not very funny.
Oh, all right.
What the fuck are we doing?
News. Okay. So more European dates were added for Kiss. Right now, their upcoming dates start April 15th and go all the way to July 15th. And that's all over non-US. But they were added to a couple of festivals. They were added to the Monsters of Rock Festival, which is in April. Then they were added to another festival in Italy in June. So they keep doing all these festival things.
And also, did you notice that people picked up on it, of that image that they put up of the tour dates? If you look at the lights on the left and if you look at the lights on the right, the lights, like the spotlights, they have a 5 and they have a 0 on the other side.
Wait a minute. No way.
Yes, sir. Somebody picked it out. I saw it and they put it on Loudcasters, our group Facebook page.
Nice.
And if you see it, they're in yellow, it's 5 and 0 on the other side.
All right. So prepare yourself. Speaking of the tour and dates, prepare yourself for some of the most frustratingly annoying and ridiculous comments you're about to hear. From a new Paul Stanley interview that was published on Ultimate Classic Rock today, published December 14th. We're recording on Wednesday, December 14th. Paul Stanley predicts Kiss fans will still get to see the band in some capacity even after they complete their end-of-the-road farewell tour and ostensibly retire from touring. Now, we know that Paul has horrendously annoying cliches and analogies. You know, we make fun of Gene with the four tires when there's a flat tire. These are some of the worst Paul Stanley quotes I've ever heard. So this interview was, he was talking to Ultimate Classic Rock. He had an exhibition for his art galleries in Short Hills, New Jersey, not long ago. He says, Kiss is like an army or a sports team. When the MVP is no longer playing or retired, the team doesn't call it quits. On a battlefield, an army, when they lose soldiers, they don't wave the white flag. Somebody else picks up the weapon and runs forward. In one form or another, I believe there will always be Kiss. Now, before I continue, I can't defend this guy anymore. I just can't. You're comparing yourself to a military squadron in a fucking like Super Bowl team. Those are both horrendous, horrendous, horrendous analogies. But he continues. I didn't invent the wheel. I may have polished it a bit, but what am I except a combination of all the people who inspired me? When I added my individuality to it, it became essentially what people know as Paul Stanley. But to believe I'm the only person who can do that is a bit self-centered and egocentric. Is there somebody else out there who could pick up and wave the flag? Absolutely. I'm not saying there should be a copy of me. I'm not a copy of anybody else. But I'm certainly a combination of many people that inspired me. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me. Paul. Now, if you can sift through all that bullshit, because he can't speak in regular English words, he has to use analogies and all these little, like, you know, symbolic words. What you're saying is, yeah, we're going to have other guys put on the fucking makeup. Yeah, there's going to be another star child. That's what he's saying. Just fucking say it.
Yeah, I know.
He says, Kiss has the right to evolve. There are bands touring at this point with one or no original members, and I have no problem with that because it didn't happen overnight. I don't know, man. Frustrating. Frustrating to me to hear that, but it's frustrating on multiple levels. Just when a soldier is wounded, do they wave the white flag? What do you
do? You know, he fucking practices this.
Of course,
his therapist.
He sat down and said, help me write this script for this interview.
Yeah, I'm just
like Zeus, you say it all the time. How can you miss us when we won't go away?
Yeah, it's just a matter of it's always interesting because there are certain times things bug you more than they bug me. And there are things that bug me more than they bug you. Paul fucking bugs you with this shit. I know it does.
Well, because it bugs me because it's such scripted, canned bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, just come out there and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know, when we retire, you know, we're thinking of maybe, instead of like, did I invent the wheel? No, but I may have polished it a little. What do you, Paul, just, you could talk to us like we're fans of your band. It's okay. Anyways, that's it. That's fucking, he annoyed me. Now I'm in a mood.
It's all good, my friend. But nothing else really that big going on. So let's get to the Hall of Fame. But before we do that, hey, do I need to freshen up and grab a tuxedo?
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them?
was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, we're back. Yeah, I had to help Ace with his outfit because he came out wearing those little rubber ducky bathing trunks that he likes to show off on his Facebook page. I told him that was inappropriate, so I think he's ready to go now.
Well, we're ready to go, Tom. Tom, we've been kind of joking about this for quite some time. Oh, yeah, shout out loud, cast Hall of Famer, so-and-so Hall of Famer. Like, you know what? Why not? Why not do a Hall of Fame? Why not put these people in the most prestigious group possible? A Shout It Out Loud cast Hall of Famer.
It's true. You got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You got the Grammys, the American Music Awards. You got all these things, but this is it. And we said, let's do this. It's the end of the year. You see a lot of podcasts taking breaks or maybe wrapping up until after the holidays. And we're like, no, it's the end of the year. Let's have some fun. We just celebrate our 200th. We just did an album review. Let's have some fun at the end of the year. And we have been talking about this and we make jokes about it on our social media. We're like, you know what? Let's fucking do it. Let's entertain our listeners.
So, Tom, we came up with stupid categories.
Stupid. These are serious categories. This is a serious event.
Some are better than others.
Let's give people the parameters here, right? So we got categories. So each category will have two inductees this year. And moving forward, we'll have two inductees. So some categories were very difficult to narrow this down. Some of these categories are fairly serious. We'll talk about it. And others are a lot of fun and very much show-based. And again, this is for entertainment purposes only. So we're going to have fun with this. We think you guys are too. If we didn't think you guys weren't going to have fun, we wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, and this is kind of why we have a podcast. We enjoy this shit. This is fun for us. So we want to cut loose, have a little fun, and finish out the year strong, because I think this is a fun episode. And this might be one of those. Yeah, this is one for us. We're doing this for us. We love this shit. And we hope you will, too.
Yep.
So that being said, we're going to start with this category first, Tom. Okay. Why don't we start off right off the top, Tom? And new inductees under the artist category. Drum roll, please. The first inductees into the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame under the artist category is Kiss.
Yay! And who else?
It's so stupid. We're a Kiss podcast. It's Queen.
No, hell no. Better not be fucking Queen.
Yeah, it's Kiss. Of course it's Kiss. Why not? It's the fucking podcast. Second is Led Zeppelin.
That's right. The other band that me and you worship, probably equally unlike any other bands. And the band that now has our attention with its own sidecast. So, of course, when you get your own show, you get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
If you like Kiss, generally you like Led Zeppelin. You know,
I don't know. We know a lot of people who like Jimmy Page. He's not that good. Zeppelin, he's not that good. Robert Plant, he's overrated.
Yeah, but they're morons.
I'm not going to argue.
No. So that's the first category. Now, the next category will be Kiss album, Tom. We're going to put a couple Kiss albums in the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame.
Go for it.
first album is Love Gun.
Of course. It's the one that started it all for me. We wouldn't be here right now if that album didn't exist when I was 5 years old. Of course it's going in.
Second album is Rock and Roll Over. Ranked number one for me. Ranked number one easily by all the guests that we've had on our show.
Absolutely.
We do the Murph question. That gets the most votes by far.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah. So Rock and Roll Over and Love Gun are the two Hall of Fame Shout It Out Loud cast Kiss albums.
Yeah, indeed.
Staying on that theme, Tom. How about Kiss songs?
Let's hear it.
And the first two Hall of Famers for Kiss song in Shout It Out Loud cast. Come On and Love Me and Black Diamond.
Yeah. So you got to start with two legends, two classics. Of course, Come On and Love Me. You don't want to hear me bitch about how it's not on the End of the Road set list. So I won't say it, even though I just did. But yeah, it's funny because Love Gun is the album that does it for me. And I always go back and forth between Come On and Love Me and I Stole Your Love. But Come On and Love Me, just from the first time I heard that on double platinum, I'm just like, God damn. And to this day, I absolutely love it. And it's Hall of Fame material right there for me, no doubt. And these two songs, I think we both share a love for them. One of us maybe a little bit more, but Black Diamond is yours.
Yeah, Black Diamond, the way I look at it is like, I hear the fatigue of Love Gun and God of Thunder and all that other stuff. I don't hear much bitching about Black Diamond fatigue.
Nope. Right? I agree. Yep.
There's not much. Well, I mean, I'm not the, it's not obviously the Eric Singer Black Diamond, but the Peter Criss Black Diamond. It's the passion that they put into it.
Yep.
The way Peter goes nuts. And it's just a well-written song, well done. And it's a song that you could put up against anything. And you know, everyone, like, oh, Kiss, that's silly. Put that song on and tell people and have people tell you, oh, that's a silly song. Well, that's not a mature or good song. That stands the test of time and, I think, critics as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's change it up, Tom, a little bit here, and let's give a little bit something fun here. Now, in the movie category, Tom.
Oh, we have a movie category.
That's right.
Okay.
These two movies are joining the Shout It Out Loud cast movie Hall of Fame. And number one is Revenge of the Nerds. And number two is The Godfather.
Oh, my goodness. Of course. I mean, without these two movies, half the show wouldn't exist, probably. Not to mention two of the greatest movies ever made from opposite ends of the spectrum in filmmaking. But yeah, I mean, my God, you know, between that and the quotes, I mean, even when we're not recording, it's those two movies. It's funny because I kind of feel like something with Revenge of the Nerds. Super 70 Sports tweets out Revenge of the Nerds stuff all the time. And we always retweet it. And I don't know if it was me or you or somebody. It felt like somebody made like an off the cuff, like Hall of Fame comment. And I was like, and it's almost like that's what triggered, like, shit, let's do a friggin' Hall of Fame. These guys
are. That was me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
That was me retweeting and saying, Shout It Out Loud cast.
That was that's what I was saying. I couldn't remember if it was me or you. I knew that's where it came from. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes to, you know, when you think of Hall of Fame for me or you, you got the comedy one and you got the serious one. So good, and we have so much affinity for The Godfather that Jericho invites us on to debate that with with Goodfellas. But
exactly.
I just feel The Godfather has so many quotes, so many scenes that are fucking legendary.
Yep.
And we quote it all the time. And then it's usually not funny. It's just somebody will say a line or something, and we think of it, and then we think of The Godfather, and then you get distracted, you start doing the whole fucking scene or yep. anything like that. What's the matter with you? I think it's all that comedy you play with that young girl. Never tell it's anybody true. Outside the family what you're thinking about. So there's so much of that shit, and I think this one was easy as can be, right? Those two movies.
I think of any category, I think this probably required the least amount of thought.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Tom, let's have a little bit more fun.
Uh-oh.
The next category for Shout It Out Loud Cast Hall of Fame is porn stars.
Ooh, what a great category. Oh, the nominee list for this one was very, very, very lengthy.
Yes.
Very lengthy.
There were a Peter North I'm shot lengthy.
Oof. That's long. That's long.
Oh, glazed donuts for everyone.
Oh, put Cinnabon out of business. Oh.
And for the porn star category, Tom, and the first two inductees into the Shout It Out Loudcast Porn Star Hall of Fame is cameoed Peter North and Tracy Lords.
Well, now, why Tracy Lords?
Because she has one of the favorite Shout It Out Loud cast sayings, "I was drunk off of cock."
Oh, God almighty. This is why you guys listen to us. You knew this was going to happen. Peter North and Tracy Lords are in the same Hall of Fame as Love Gun and Rock and Roll Over and Revenge of the Nerds and The Godfather. Oh, it gets better or worse, depending on what you think, because we're not done. We have some really good categories coming up.
Yeah, so Peter North is just because, first of all, he got a cameo from one of our Patreon members, from Peter North. What the fuck?
Thank God he kept it. Thank God the video was from the neck up. Jesus Christ.
And all the comments we make about him just destroying people's face, giving them fucking facials.
The kid we went to college with. I never heard this term in my entire life until he said it. He goes, "Jesus Christ, look at Peter North. He's just out there throwing ropes." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You never heard that?" I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, he's throwing ropes." I'm like, "Oh my God." So now every time I'm like, "Peter North's throwing ropes."
And obviously, just for the scene in Chameleon alone, he should be in there.
Oh, well, yeah. That was tough. Because there's a cast member there that might be in 2023's induction. So
and might be hooking up with a Muppet as we speak.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yes.
My girlfriend now.
She's my new bride.
Yes. So we'll go from that to the celebrity wing, Tom.
Okay. All right.
So we always like to talk about pop culture and stuff. So for our celebrity Hall of Famer, the two inductees are Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Jerky Boys, Tom.
I'm so pleased to be able to accept this award on behalf of Shout It Out Loudcast. It's been a wonderful ride for 200 episodes. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Tom and Zeus or Zeus, whatever your name is. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
God. Wow. I didn't even realize he was here to accept an award. Wow. We weren't even really doing that.
I think he really hit the ground running when we started doing Arnold Does Kiss lyrics. I'm hot like an oven. I need some loving.
You were distant. Now you are nearer. I can feel your face inside my mirror.
Let's hit the highway. We're doing it 69. And then obviously the Jerky Boys. We started this podcast off of "Hello. Hey, what's up?" And that's "Hello. Hey, what's up there, fruitcake? I'm looking for paintwork." Or the
201 episodes of that right there.
Yeah, yep. You do. And fucking star. All yep. that shit, all that stuff. Okay, everything, okay. All those little hiccups and fucking Correct yeah. shit from the show. Oh, yeah. That's all Jerky Boy shit. And we need yep. to tip our hat to those two legends, Arnold and the Jerky Boys. The Jerky Boys, they get me to do the laughs.
They're very funny. I enjoyed those boys. I didn't realize that their last name was Jerky. The Jerky Boys are very nice people.
Tom, next
uh-oh.
Is non-Kiss album Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So, the two albums that are going into the Shout Out Loudcast Hall of Fame, non-Kiss. Moving Pictures from Rush.
Woohoo!
An Automatic for the People. Gee, I wonder which one of us picked what.
That's right, because we're going to do quick crossing over. This encompasses all the little side casts that we're doing. So ARC is part of this pool, Dorm Damage, Zeppelin, all, they're all part of the pool here. So why not take our number one albums and throw them into our Hall of Fame? And there yeah, they are.
They are both of our number one albums, and for us, hold special places for us. And I mean, once we had this category, I'm like, oh, it's got to be this for me. And I'm sure you're like the same way for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Staying on that theme, Tom, the Hall of Fame non-Kiss song.
Oh, yeah.
This shouldn't okay. be that difficult, but the two Hall of Fame songs non-Kiss are Limelight from Rush and Find the River from R.E.M. Two favorite songs off our two favorite albums.
Bingo. There you go. Why not? Easy. Easy yeah. peasy right there.
All right, Tom. So let's go on to another category that should be some fun. The Hall of Fame new category of the Shout It Out Loudcast Food and Beverage Hall of Fame, Tom.
Oh, I think there were a lot of nominees for this.
Yes.
But we settled on the two easy and obvious ones for the here.
And the two newest inductees to the Shout Out Loudcast Hall of Fame in the food and beverage category are Mellow Yellow and a couple slices of Roni.
If you don't mind, I'm going to accept this award. This is thanks to me. I remember when I saw you guys at my show in Boston and you guys were thirsty and hungry and you grabbed a couple slices and a Mellow Yellow. And, you know, I'm going to take all the credit for this. All right, Ace, relax. It's okay. We could have done this without you. No, you couldn't have. But thanks, guys. Thanks, Paul.
I'm going to accept this award and put this on my mantle next to my Grammy.
No Grammy, Ace.
I think Rachel stole it from my house. I'll have to get it back because this is going to be my second most prized possession after this award. And the next category, Tom, for the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame is Shout It Out Loudcast Characters.
Ooh, okay, okay.
And this year's inductees are Mr. Feces, who is unknown, and Ping, the middle school teacher that was tortured beyond belief and had X-Acto knives, eggs, snowballs thrown at him in tacks and marbles in class. And he would just say, Ping! And he just looked.
King. Poor King. And then you got Mr. Feces, who's shitting on the wall, and it's still an unsolved mystery to this day.
And Mr. Feces was the inductory episode of our Dorm Damage sidecast.
What a great way to start that off. That's right. That right off the bat puts you in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yep.
The unsolved mystery of who is Mr. Feces.
That's right.
Who used to take a shit and wipe and write notes to the janitor in feces on the wall in college.
Ease him like the fucking Zodiac killer.
Torture this nice old gentleman. That was the poor janitor, Chuck.
Poor Chuck. Poor Chuck.
He's a good man. Fucking guy. What an asshole. Oh, man. All right, Tom. All right.
All right.
The next category is Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame Celebrity Crush.
Oh, this is easy for me. Yours might be a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, I've got a few, but the first inductees to the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame under the Celebrity Crush category. Britney Spears.
Of course, she's my Twitter profile picture, for God's sakes.
And oh, the 1960s Catwoman, Julie Newmar.
Oh, you love her.
From the series and in that cat suit.
You love her. You love her. You love her.
The Catwoman. Now, yep. I've been singing her praises since I was a little kid. Britney Spears.
I'm surprised it's the Catwoman, not the Catman.
Yeah, that's it. Britney Spears has won Grammys, sold over 100 million records, and she's going to put the Shout It Out Loudcast Imaginary Hall of Fame trophy. That is her most prized possession.
Oh, when she comes on this show, that's going to happen.
It's going to be in her Wikipedia page.
Absolutely. When you click on the link that says awards and accolades for Britney Spears at the bottom, it'll say 2022 Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame inductee. And you know what's funny about that? I'm going to make that happen, because if you know anything about Wikipedia, you can edit any page the way you want.
Yes. Yeah, so that means all you loudcasters out there, go ahead and put all these celebrities.
Get it. Put
North. Yeah. What a Shout It Out Loudcast porn award.
The Godfather accolades. Oh, 1970 Best Picture Award winner, Best Actor. 2022 Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame. What is that?
Along what is with that? Revenge of the Nerds.
You're right. All these things can be added to their Wikipedia pages.
Absolutely.
Loudcasters, get to work.
Yeah, get to work and then take a screenshot of it.
Before it gets deleted.
And then
get to work.
Us.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So, Tom, here's a little bit of a serious one.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, because we can be serious when we have to.
Once in a while.
Yep. Okay.
This is the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame episode.
Okay.
So, the first inductees into our Hall of Fame category of episode are episode 6, Smashes, Thrashes, and Shit.
My God, we still love that episode. That we have talked about this in the past, that we're going to have to do like a redux and like review our list and see where we stand now on that list 200 episodes later.
A lot of people have come back to us and said that was the episode that got me hooked with you guys and your sense of humor.
Well, so, think about it. What kind of balls does it take to be a new Kiss podcast and in the sixth episode do an episode on all the shitty Kiss songs?
And the second inductee. Episode 100.
Absolutely.
That is the Bruce Kulick draft with Chris Jericho and Bruce Kulick.
Yep. One of the great, and we've had a lot of great episodes, at least we think we have. But that one, I mean, when you have Bruce Kulick on to do a draft and have him break down and analyze every song that we're picking with little tidbits of information, incredible. So proud of that episode and so happy for that one.
And then he also played the rap on Paralyzed.
And then had Chris Jericho yell at us. Would you shut up? Stop laughing. I can't hear it. cackling like a hound dog, whatever, cackling like a hyena, whatever the fuck. Love Jericho.
Oh, well, believe it or not, we're getting towards the end here.
Oh, no, no. Oh, you do.
Now, we have a fucking wonderful group of friends and family and part of the Shout Out Loud cast community that have always helped us. And so we came up with this category. The newest inductees in the Shout Out Loudcast Hall of Fame is for the Shout It Out Loudcast contributor. And the first inductee is the first person on our show, your roommate, my buddy, Murf.
Absolutely. The very first guest now has a section of the show named after him, and we have guests on. It's Murph.
Yep. And a member of the Zeppelin Chronicles, too.
That's right. Of
valuable
course.
Contributor.
Yep.
The second inductee is none other than Sonny Pony.
That's right. Sonny has been with us since day one. He's a member of our album review crew. And for all the shit we give each other, we love Sonny to death. And we're happy to have him as a friend and a co-host and a podcast partner in this world.
Now, many of the people on this award show have won many prestigious awards. I would say I am almost 1,000% sure that Sonny Pooney has never had anything as prestigious as a Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame inductee award.
No. And if people are wondering if there is going to be a physical Hall of Fame, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, you get the Hockey Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame. We're in the process right now of getting Art Vandelay, the architect, to design the future grounds of the actual Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame. We're going to have bronze busts made of all these people. It's going to be fantastic. Wait until you see where we go with this. It's going to be incredible.
Absolutely, Tom. So, Sonny and Murph, congratulations. The highlight of your lives.
Absolutely. None better.
Yes. Now, going from there, we're going to move to a different spot, and we're wrapping it up just about now.
Okay.
And that is Hall of Fame Shout It Out Loudcast guests.
Ooh. Ooh, this is a tough category.
So the first inductee into the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame under the guest category is none other than our friend, Le Champion, Chris Jericho, Tom.
Absolutely. Of course. Of course. When we landed him on that first episode a few years ago, he's been a friend ever since. We've been lucky enough and thrilled to be on his show a few times, including the aforementioned Godfather Goodfellas Clash episode. We've been on a Rat album Clash episode with the aforementioned Sonny Pooney. And he's been on our show a bunch of times. So of course, absolute Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He's done the March Madness with us. He's yep. done a million other things in all seriousness, in times of difficulties for our show. He was the first one to jump up and go, what are you, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So he's been a great friend. He's been many doors for this podcast were opened with Chris coming in. And help.
That's right. That's many. Right.
Yep. And he remains a friend. We have an awesome little text group going. And to this day, he's been nothing but huge supporter of this show. And that's why put away all the title belts that he's ever won.
This is the new award.
Other awards. And he's been in movies. He does his podcast. This is the greatest thing in Chris's life, probably.
Of course. So you sold all these records with Fozzie. You won all these title belts. It's nothing compared to this.
Shout out Loudcast Hall of Famer, Chris Jericho.
That's right.
The second person joining is none other than our 200th guest, and that is Eddie Trunk, Tom.
That's right. We've had him on multiple times. He's become a friend of the show. He is a fan of us. We're obviously a fan of him and his books. Our relationship over the years has evolved with Eddie. We've admitted that. You know, we were very vocal about some of the issues that we had with Eddie. And since then, we've had him on. We've talked about a lot of those issues. And, you know, we're happy to call him a friend. And absolutely, multiple times he's been on here. And, you know, again, he's sold tons of books. He's been involved with signing Ace Frehley to Megaforce Records. He's been a radio DJ for years. But now he can call himself a Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing he's ever done.
That's right.
The other part to it, I want to say, is he's been on the show three times.
That's right.
I think all three episodes are top 10 episodes we've ever done. When he comes on, and that's the important thing, it, you know, he's got a big name, sure, but the conversations we have are incredible. And the same thing with Chris.
Yep.
There's chemistry there, and there's chemistry with Eddie, and we get these the feedback from all of you guys, and that's what makes them the Hall of Fame guests that they are. It's absolutely the chemistry. And you know what? They get us the numbers, too. Fucking fantastic. You people want to hear when they're on with us. So that's those guys, congratulations on winning the biggest award you'll ever win. So finally, Tom, another special Hall of Fame category. This one is the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame Loudcaster. And the first inductee in the Loudcaster category is I Love It Louder. We always kind of hint at somebody helping us out and doing things for the show. I Love It Louder has been there from the beginning with being the first, I think, Patreon member with another incredible, generous thing that he's done for us, which has helped us tremendously with our website. He's an integral part of that. He was there from the inception all the way through. He's been huge help, and he's become a good friend. We can't thank him enough. He is, as we say, our Chip Magoo.
Yep.
And the support we get from him, he's just unbelievable. And for that, he's definitely Loudcaster Hall of Fame material.
Yeah. And he goes by his Twitter handle because he wants to remain anonymous. You know, he wants to protect his reputation so people aren't like, oh, look, there's the Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Famer. but in all seriousness, though, he's you know, he's one of the great things about this show, you know, meeting people and becoming true friends. And you know what he's done for us for the show is just something that we just can't thank him enough. And you know, we figured the best way to thank him is to induct him into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The second person joining I Love It Louder is Jim Riley. Jim is incredible. One of our first Patreon members. Jim picked up a couple cameos for us. The aforementioned Peter North and the sandbag boob Lisa Sparks. Jim is the first to send us photos wearing our shirt at all these different events. Jim sends us emails, comments, always supportive, always there with something great to add to the show. He makes it so that we want to work hard to help people like Jim out and make sure that they enjoy the show. Like we're cheating people like Jim if we don't give you guys 100% or come up with new material or new ideas. It's people like Jim Riley, a great guy, and now a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, everything he's done for the show, he's been an incredible contributor. And another thing I just want to say, like personally on a side note, like behind the scenes, you know, some of the private conversations that we've had with Jim over the year, you know, he's just a he's he's a he's just one of those people that you're that another thing that you're just grateful for the show that we've come to know him. You know, hopefully he's one of those people that we'll be able to meet in person someday, spend some time with. But, you know, with all the jokes that we've had during this episode, it's nice to kind of pull back and just be serious for a minute and really give a show of thanks to these two guys. I Love It Louder and Jim Riley. So,
yeah. And that doesn't mean, like, again, we're having fun with this. There are so many more of you guys.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got to have something for next year's show, right?
That's right.
We can't do it all. Because then if we added 10 people for this, then every other category, we'd run out. We wouldn't have a show. So there's all of you guys are Hall of Famers in our eyes, but we had to put two in first, and we picked those two well-deserved Loudcasters.
Yep.
Now, Tom, let's end on a fun note. And the last category, Tom, is Shout It Out Loudcast catchphrases.
Ooh, all right, let's go for it.
All right, so the two Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame catchphrases. Do you like Kiss? And the Ace Cult.
Perfect. Perfect. Do you like Kiss? Ace Cult. Classic. And again, there's another category that we could have probably put about 12 different things in here, but two at a time each year. That's how it's not like the NFL Hall of Fame. You know, we put in all these guys every year. Nope. Two people, two things each year.
Yep. And we may have newer categories next year or anything like that. But this, as I'm speaking to you,
I was just going to show you.
Jim Riley shares a photo with you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's fucking hilarious. But that anyway.
Perfect. Literally. And he just sent another one. This is literally in real time. We're getting these on Twitter from Jim Riley right now. We're not going to tell you what the photos are because they're sent through, you know, a DM. But this is why we love Jim. And this is why he's a good friggin' Hall of Famer.
So, yeah, as far as the catchphrases go, we have a lot of fun. And we look at is what you guys like to share and what you like to say. When you guys make a comment and end an email, it's a Kiss.
Right.
Which started off as just me joking about, like, other shows or people that sometimes ask, like, the most, I don't know, Kiss footy pajama questions. And so we being the contrarian, curmudgeon, miserable fucks, we don't want to ask, what's your, do you like Kiss? We like to ask, so who's the bigger dick that you've met in person? Is it so-and-so, so-and-so? And we like to have some fun with, do you like Kiss? And then as far as the Ace Cult goes, no matter what poll we put up, it's Ace whatever wins. All the time.
I think the Ace Cult kind of started when we did his solo album review, maybe.
Yeah, but even so, we were like, I think when we did anything, it would be whatever Ace was in that category. Ace
That's right.
Oh, Ace can do no wrong. Ace Cult. Great.
That's right. Handsome. That's right.
So the Ace Cult became formed. So that is the Shout It Out Loudcast 2022. The first, will be an annual tradition, Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Fame.
That's right, because you know we love to do fun shit on this show. We figured let's do some fun year-end wrap-up type episodes, and this is one of them. And it's a ton of fun, but there's so many different things we could have added in here, so many different listeners and guests and shows and things. This is for entertainment purposes only. But we hope you guys had a ton of fun kind of listening to this, going through this. We want to hear some of what your suggestions might be for certain categories too, because I'm sure you lunatics out there are like, I can't believe you didn't pick this for that or whatever.
So what we could do, Tom, is like, oh yeah, you missed that. That was like those Museum of Arts kind of categories when they do at the Oscars. Like, this was filmed 2 weeks ago and nobody came to it and won this award.
Yep.
Maybe it would be like something like the Joey Quesada fucking 5,000 page book award or something. Ooh, like that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay. Right? Okay.
So shit, now that I thought about it, that is a good one, right? A Hall of Fame book. So we'll do that next time.
Well, he ain't winning, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, Tom, let's wrap this up like we normally do with the question of the week. You got one?
All right. And this one comes from our buddy Craig Moran. This is a good one. I like this. Here's something I don't know if I've ever heard discussed. Everyone knows that Gene checked out in the 80s doing movies, producing, etc. Do you think that it was maybe because he was so lost in Kiss without the makeup that he was doing all of that to find another purpose? Ooh. Zeus, first instinct on that kind of question.
That's really deep. No,
well, we're a deep show. We just spent an hour doing a Hall of Fame. We're a deep show. We did an
hour show on porn stars.
Exactly.
Tom, I would say no. I would say that I think Gene always likes to keep himself busy. He felt that it was one of those things that, well, Paul's running the show. He doesn't need me. When he needs me, he could do it. Maybe I should try doing this too while I'm at it. You know, Paul's handling this, so I don't need to be here. I think that's how he looked at it. But he wasn't sitting on his ass. He wasn't Bahamas relaxing with playmates. He was working.
Yeah, I don't know. I think his question is a good one because I don't know that. I mean, it's obviously we'll never know. But I think when Gene took the makeup off and he didn't do the demon shit, the spit in the blood and the breathing fire, he did lose his identity. He lost an identity, and we all know that Gene's like very identity based. Like, this is who I am. I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss. I'm the demon. So I think you're right too, but I think there might've been a little piece of it where it's like, okay, now I took the makeup off. I took the mask off. I'm a different person now. Now I can do these things. Now I can show my face and make a movie. You know, now I can do all these things. So I think it's both. So it's a great question. I'm obviously, I don't know if we'll ever know the real answer. We probably never will. But Craig's a great contributor to the show. Big fan of the show, big follower. So Craig, that's a great question. I'd like to hear what some people's theories are on that, because I think that's a good one. Like Zeus said, it's deep. Usually we don't get very deep questions. Usually they're a little bit more fun, but I'll tell you, we appreciate that one, Craig. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig. And Tom, we like to tell people where they can find us.
Oh, yes. So start with our website. That's where everything is. ShoutItOutLoudcast.com. Check us out there. You can hear all of our episodes. Shout It Out Loudcast, Album Review Crew, Zeppelin Chronicles, Dorm Damage. You can look at all of our rankings. Everything is there. You can comment directly from the website there. And you can also comment on specific episodes, too, right from the website, too. There's links for our Amazon shopping page. Links for our Patreon, links for our merch, links for our social media links. Everything is there. So please check us out. It's the best place to go. And also our email, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. We read every email that you send us. We try to get to all of them during the show. Sometimes we don't want to read them. Sometimes you tell us not to read them, and we respect that. We got a wonderful message from our listener, Amy. And Amy, we thank you for that. Much yes. appreciated for that. Yes. Respecting your wishes by not making that part of the show. But that was a very heartfelt message, and we truly appreciate the words that you shared with us. So thank you. So messages like that, you know, if you want to message us, keep it private. We'll respect that, of course. And all the social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, we are there. And as Ert mentioned earlier, we are very proud of our amazing Patreon family. We love you guys. We want to give a special shout out to our newest ones, Eric, AJ, and Brad. You guys rock. And we also like to mention each week that we are a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network of shows. Tons of great music podcasts available there. Check them out, pantheonpodcast.com.
Tom, I always tell people they can DM us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our comment of the week this week was a DM from Instagram. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're almost to 900 now. We are climbing those charts. And that is a big help to us because it gets us in front of more eyes, more participation, and all the other stuff, and grows the show. So thank you for that. Now, you can give us one of those 5-star child reviews. And we really appreciate that. That's another way you can help the show along with becoming a Patreon member, 5-star reviews, our Amazon store on our website, and our merch. And we have some good merch stuff information coming up soon. Be on the lookout for that. You will see something pretty cool. So please. Now, I do have a couple reviews I want to read. I'm going to do two because the first one is a little easy. It's a 5-star review from the LA Maybe.
All right.
5 stars for mentioning the LA Maybe.
Hey, we'll take it. Thanks, buddies. We appreciate it. That was great having Dallas on the show with us. Awesome.
And the review is from somebody named Dallas1209.
Uh-oh. Could that be the same Dallas?
I don't know. What do you think? That's why I wanted to read a second one here, Tom. This one says the best Kiss podcast, and it's from Almost Human 90.
Ooh, all right. Great tune.
Hey, guys. The title says it all. Tom and Zeus prove that they're the top Kiss podcast week in, week out. Keep up the great work, guys. Can't wait to see what you have in store for episode 200. Well, you saw it now. So that's how far behind we are on all these reviews. So keep them coming and we'll read them. So thank you for that. Much appreciated. Almost Human 90. And please remember, you can always catch everything, as Tom said, on our awesome website, shoutitoutloudcast.com. You can find everything there. We just put up rankings of all the Kiss songs because we reviewed Peter Criss. We reviewed Led Zeppelin 3, so all the Led Zeppelin songs, 1 through 3, are now our rankings are up there. Albums, the songs, same thing with Album Review Crew. All the information you ever want to read and curious about. And if you want to put your list up there, feel free to post it. It'll stay on the website. So that's the great part about it. Whereas a social media post, you know, we all look at it for the week and then it's gone because it goes further and further down on people's timeline. But if you comment on a website episode or a website ranking, it's always stays there.
That's right.
So you can always put your ranking there and compare it to what we rank.
Yep.
And then if you want, when we do another album, you put your new ranking in, whatever. Yep. Just keep it going. More participation, the more fun it is. And that's what we're trying to do. Fun. We have a couple more episodes go before this year is out, and we have a couple more things up our sleeve, and we're going to be constantly working hard for you, the Loudcasters, exactly. out there. So thank you. We've had, and the month is like halfway over, the most incredible month. Every time I tell you guys, we're as big as can be, we're doing so well thanks to you guys, we do even better.
Yep.
I mean, you guys are breaking records for us. The podcast still number one Kiss podcast, and it's been like that for quite some time, at least as far as I know, 2022. And we like to hope we can earn your listenership for 2023 and continue that trend. So far so good. Thank you. These last few episodes have been through the roof, and you know, we can't do it without you. And that's why we do fun or stupid, whatever you want to call this episode, show for you guys.
That's right. Yep.
And what we always do is we always like to end on famous last word. Tom, you got any?
Yeah, I'm going to pick something from the Shout Out Loudcast Hall of Fame inductee. Come on and love me. You were distant. Now you're nearer. I can feel your face inside the mirror. The lights are out, and I can feel you, baby, with my hand.
That's a good song right there.
L. Yes.
Woo. Black Diamond. Woo. Black Diamond. Tom. Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Famers, Kiss Army, Loudcasters, thank you.
Guys, you're the best. We say it every week. Thank you so much. Hope you guys had fun with this episode the way we did. Congrats to all the winners. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Zeus, as always, thank you.
Peace out, Girl Scout. So, Tom, I thought we would continue our segment of reading junk email.
Okay.
That we get on our show.
Here's all right, one. I like it.
From Joseph Beats.
Okay.
Hey, I came across your music online, and I thought it was a vibe. I'm a music producer who's worked with Sony Records, the NFL, and Young Buck, as well as hundreds of artists online.
Ooh.
I'm looking for new talented people to work with, and I think it could be great to connect more. Let's talk. Boomerang Kids Beats.
I'm in. I say we respond to this guy. I mean, for Craig, he's worked with Young Buck. Yeah, come on. Tom,
he heard our music online.
He knows where he goes. It's like that, like in with Eddie Murphy and Samuel L. Jackson. That boy's got talent. He knows when he sees it. Let me read this one.
Who's it from first?
This comes from Bruce Moyo?
Methuselah Moyo.
Okay. All right. This is a good one. I like this one.
What's the title, though?
Hi, I am your secret girlfriend. Okay. Hi there. I'm here to help you create a sexting account for you to interact with attractive women like myself. Would you like to create one now? It's free. I am single, no kids. I'm 26 years old. I like alone. I will love. Okay. This is like fucking Borat. She said, it says, I like alone. I will love to have a sex. Have you interested for any time my profile sex video live call? It's google.com/viewhotsexhome with like 100 X's. I would love to have a sex.
I will love to have a sex. I will show you the Stooges. Here's one from Mrs. Aisha Gaddafi.
Oh, okay.
Gaddafi.
Go ahead.
Greetings from Aisha Gaddafi. That's the title. I want to use this access to open a mutual communication with you, seeking your acceptance towards investing in your country under your management as my partner. My name is Aisha Gaddafi and presently living in Oman. I am a widow and single mother of three children, the only biological daughter of the late Libyan president, late Colonel Muammar Gaddafi.
I believe it.
And presently, I am under political asylum protection by the Omani government.
Okay.
I have funds worth $7,500,000 United States dollars.
Those are different. Yeah.
Which I want to entrust to you for investment projects in your country. If you're willing to handle this project on my behalf, kindly reply urgent to enable me to provide you more details to start the transfer process. I shall appreciate your urgent response through my private email address below. Aisha Kadhafi 20 at Gmail.
Okay.
You can know more through this BBC News link below.
I don't think that's real. I'm going to just take a guess. I think that might be fake.
Yeah, you think? What do you think? You think Muammar Gaddafi's kid is...
I would like to have a sex. Maybe Aisha wants to have a sex. Maybe. All right, let's read one more before we go. Let's do one more right here. Okay. This is from Paul Morgan, and he starts with, "Hello, my friend." "Dear friend, my name is Barrister Paul Morgan from Lome, Togo Republic. I have a benefiting business proposal for you. Get back to me if you are interested for detail." "Hello, detail. My friend."
"Hello, my friends."
"Hello, my friend." Oh,
oh.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.